Thousands of people filled a sunny downtown Seattle for the Pride Parade yesterday. This year's celebration came in the wake of a mass murder at an Orlando gay nightclub. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph went to the parade, and she sent in this report.
The Pride Parade is a time to celebrate the truth about who people are and who they love. And that joy can never go away.
This was last year at Pride.
Right over this way.
This is Barb Brown and Ozzy Wheeler, both of them with rainbow mohawks, a gorgeous motorcycle, and a spirit of wild abandon.
You need to get laid, honey.
And they're handing out rainbow-colored beads.
You got laid at Pride.
You got laid by lesbians at Pride.
My first Pride necklace. And beneath the laughter, seriousness. Because the killings in Orlando are a reminder that people of different sexual or gender identities still aren't safe.
We had to overcome fear to be here this year, but we decided to come out, be loud and be strong.
Because for Brown and Wheeler, there is something worse than the fear of death. Ozzy Wheeler.
It's worse to be closeted. I'd rather come out and risk being slaughtered for who I am than live
in the closet,
and be ashamed.
Yeah,
won't be
I'm
there.
Not ashamed anymore.
Barb Brown.
Never again. Never again be ashamed of who I am.
And then the fun is back.
I gotta get laid twice for that.
Another rainbow necklace. The Pride Parade brings teenagers in from the suburbs, young couples just starting out together, and people carrying signs saying repent. There are also people carrying signs remembering Orlando. One of them is Mark Lewis, who came out as a teenager in the 1970s.
It's an emotional time, but yet things have really changed. And I am so sorry that this had to happen.
He says death has circled this community so often.
I'll never forget the last march on Washington when the AIDS quilt was displayed in its entirety. It was like being at a war memorial. I mean, our community has gone through so much, and it takes tragedies, unfortunately, like Orlando, to really bring us to our feet again.
But this is Seattle, and here the community is large, diverse, and often on its feet, with so much to discuss. Some people are adding new letters to the acronym, LGBTQ plus QIA, and even another A, to try to express all the diversity. Others are saying gender issues are different from issues around sexual orientation. Laura Garman is 15 years old and watching the Pride Parade with her dad. She says there is an important similarity.
Some have been kicked out, some have been rejected by friends and family.
But others have found strength in their support groups.
And sometimes vulnerability is strength. We're accepting who we are. We're just trying to be who we are without judgment.
Garman's father, Steve, nods with approval.
You're cool, Dad.
I try to be.
Then the motorcycles get the signal, and the parade begins. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.